This is Dr. Masood Shah. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Randall Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L-L. Date of birth is 12/9/1959. Date of service is 10/11/2025. Mr. Wilson is a very pleasant 65-year-old male with history of end-stage renal disease. On dialysis, history of hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of pancytopenia, degenerative joint disease, history of CVA, depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, and BPH. We were presented to the emergency room after sustaining a fall which caused a right humeral fracture. He had history of orthostatic dizziness, also had history of syncope / presyncope, he had had 3 episodes of falls in the last several weeks. Patient fell, hit his right arm to the bedroom furniture. Was brought to the emergency room. He was found to have a proximal humeral fracture. He was also hypothermic as well as hypoglycemic. Patient was given dextrose 50, ceftriaxone, and admit to the hospital. He reported in the ED that he had only had one meal. And he does take his and took his regular dose of Lantus insulin. He denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He denied any palpitations. He was feeling cold and clammy and somewhat diaphoretic when he woke up. In the emergency room, his white count was low at 1.6. Hemoglobin was 11.9 and platelets was 131. Creatinine was 1.76. BUN was 69. EKG was unremarkable. CT, chest, abdomen, pelvis showed no concern for shoulder dislocation. No additional traumatic abnormalities were seen. Mild thickening of the renal pelvis may reflect mild pilitis. It was seen by orthopedic who recommended non-operative management. His arm was placed in a sling. Patient, as mentioned, with history of end-stage renal disease, status post-transplant. His blood pressure was also significantly elevated. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was being monitored, was doing better. Patient was given IV fluids. PT, OT was consulted. Patient was, medications were adjusted. On the recommendation of PTOT, patient was subsequently discharged for subacute rehab for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he's feeling better. He denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any palpitation, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He does complain of some pain in his arm. Otherwise, unremarkable. Past medical history has been significant for type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of kidney transplant, history of end-stage renal disease, history of chronic neck pain, history of chronic kidney disease, history of sleep apnea, history of pancytopenia, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for cataract surgery, colonoscopy, kidney transplant, peritoneal dialysis, umbilical hernia repair, wisdom tooth removal. Social history, smoking, none, alcohol, none, allergies. To midazolam, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia, respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, does a history of BPH, history of chronic kidney disease, status post-kidney transplant. Neurological, history of CVA, history of multiple falls, history of presyncope. Musculoskeletal, history of arthritis. All of the systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. Exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right arm in sling. Impression, number one, fall. Number two, right. Right proximal humerus fracture. Next, history of diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent. Next, history of chronic kidney disease. Next, history of end-stage renal disease. Next, status post-kidney transplant. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of sleep apnea. Next, history of recurrent falls. Next, DJD. Next, BPH. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. He will follow up with ortho, will consult PT, OT. Patient will encourage to drink enough fluids, will monitor his progress, will check his routine labs, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Margaret Dalian, D-A-L-I-A-N, Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. Date of birth is 4/9/1926. Date of service. /12/18/2025. Ms. Dalian is a very pleasant 99-year-old female with history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of complete heart block, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, diet control diabetes mellitus, degenerative joint disease, presented to the emergency room after she fell. Patient was found to have rhabdomyolysis. She was found on the ground from a fall. She also suffered a humeral neck fracture. Orthopedic was consulted, who recommended non-operative management. Patient was admitted to the hospital. PTOT was consulted. Patient was stable, but was recommended subacute rehab placement for rehabilitation. Patient did also had elevated BNP and lower leg edema, improved after hospitalization and lower extremity elevation. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. She does complain of some discomfort and pain, but the stage is tolerable, denies any other symptoms. past medical history had been significant for pulmonary hypertension, history of aortic stenosis, history of chronic anemia, thrombocytopenia, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of complete heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of degenerative joint disease, and B12 deficiency. Past surgical history. History of femur fracture, status post-surgical repair. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. A review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. She does have history of complete heart block, status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, denied any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary, no complaints, neurological. She denied any history of TIA or CVA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of fall. Neurological, she denied any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs was as reviewed and as documented in the EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Regular rate and rhythm. Systolic murmur. Grade 1 to 2/6. Left lung border was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, recent fall. Next, right humeral neck fracture. Non-operative management. Next, bilateral hip pain. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, moderate aortic stenosis. Next, elevated BNP. Next, chronic anemia. Next, thrombocytopenia. Next, B12 deficiency. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, complete heart block. Status post-permanent pacemaker placement. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. Eat better. Participate with physical and occupational therapy. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Linda Kiefer, K-I-E-F-E-R, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 6/13/1941. Date of service is 12/18/2025. Ms. Kiefer is a very pleasant 84-year-old female with history of COPD, history of coronary artery disease, chronic kidney disease, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on Coumadin, history of sick sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of TIA/CVA, history of gastroesophageal reflux disease, and degenerative joint disease. presented to the emergency room with complaints of progressively worsening cough. She has been complaining of being weak, feeling malaise, cough, wheezing, and chest tightness. She was in a rehab facility in November. She has been on prednisone, was brought to the emergency room, was found to be tachycardic, with elevated WBC count. She was tested negative for COVID, flu, and RSV. Chest X-ray showed non-specific aerospace opacity in the right lung base. Patient was also hypoxic, was admitted to the hospital. It started on IV antibiotics, frequent nebulized breathing treatments. Also started on IV antibiotics. She was gradually feeling better. Her symptoms were improving. She was significantly weak, was discharged from the hospital, and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility for rehabilitation. At the present time, she stated that she's feeling some better, but still feel weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, history of coronary artery disease, history of TIA/CVA, next, COPD, next, six sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, GERD, next, DJD. Surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, abdominal surgery, heart catheterization. History of permanent pacemaker placement, total knee arthroplasty, right and left, bilateral foot surgery, and cataract surgery. Social history. Smoking. She quit 36 years ago. Alcohol, none. Allergies to Ativan, Bactrim, Codeine, Keflex, Levaquin, and Morphine. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. She does have history of coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, history of six sinus syndrome, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, next, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she does have history of COPD, not on home oxygen. And she does complaints of cough and shortness of breath. She denies any complaints of pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any history of peptic ulcer disease. She does have history of GERD. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, she does have history of TIA/CVA, but no focal weakness. She denies any history of seizures, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complain of joint pains, history of arthritis. Neurological, she does have history of TIA/CVA, but denies any focal weakness, no history of seizures. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Current medications reviewed and documented in EHR. Review of system, physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs, diminished breath sounds in the basses. No wheezing, no rails. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Impression, number one, pneumonia, right lower lobe. Next, COPD exacerbation. Next, history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Coumadin. Next, history of TIA/CVA. Next, chronic kidney disease. Next, CAD, status post CABG. Next, history of sick sinus syndrome, status post permanent pacemaker placement. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, GERD. Next, DJD. Transplant patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility will continue current medication, continue frequent nebulized breathing treatments, encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids, PTOT would be consulted, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.